Now, it's raining in Melbourne town, so it's not really the sort of the season to be talking too much cricket, but the Big Bash is big business, and the Melbourne Stars are one of the big teams in the biggest bash, big business. And they've got a new coach announced yesterday, Peter Moores, not the footballer with the S, it's got an S on the end of the name, former England coach who's taken the World Cups, coached the Karachi Kings in the Pakistan Super League this year as well. He's going to be coaching the Big Bash Melbourne Stars. It's a good appointment. I want to find out how it came to be. He joins us on the line today. Peter, welcome. Congratulations.
Thanks, Daniel. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Buzzing.
Now, how did this come about? So you obviously spent some time with Karachi in the PSL of in a recent season, but were you looking for another gig or did somebody come knocking?
No, the job came up, and so I decided to put in for it. Went through a pretty rigorous interview process, if I'm honest. But yeah, I mean, it was a great looking job, if I'm honest. I'm one to be in Melbourne, two to work for one of the biggest franchises in the Stars, and three to be part of the Big Bash. So yeah, all the ingredients for a coach to be able to get stuck in and have some. Hopefully have a great time and do some work with some really good players.
Yeah, well, and if you can get it right at the Stars, and the world's your oyster around here in Melbourne town, they'll be building statues of you, Pete, if you get it right, the way things go around here. So there's plenty of incentive to come and do a good job. Just on the Big Bash, from watching from afar, what have you made of that tournament in particular, considering there's plenty of T20 tournaments around the world? What's special about the Big Bash that you wanted to get involved in?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Big Bash is one of the early tournaments, isn't it? It's been, you know, it's been going for a decent length of time now. And it's always at a good time for us, actually, in England, because it comes off over that Christmas period. So it's when we get a bit of a break often, and you get to watch it and you can start to follow it. It gets good crowds. It's got the buzz. It's got the thing that goes with it. I think it's challenged a bit at the moment. I think the talk about reducing it in length a little bit, which I think maybe might be a good thing, actually, with the competition around to attracting players it's getting tougher, because you're right, you know, T20 cricket around the world is growing really fast.
Yeah, and it does capture the imagination, and particularly the younger generation are really getting drawn to it. And you get to play at the MCG, Pete. I mean, you've been there plenty of times, I'm sure.
But that's
a pretty good opportunity to play, to go to work and work at the MCG.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those places. You know, I've been there, taken an England team there, but to be there and be able to walk out there as your home venue, that's something slightly different. So, yeah, what a place. And being, Melbourne, the sporting history of Melbourne, you know, for everything is fantastic. But as I say, so to me, it's a great opportunity. Also, it's a really good challenge, I think. You know, I think the Stars, I'd be the first to admit they haven't got it right over the last few years. So there's obviously some work to be done. It's a chance to get stuck in with a group of players and a support team and see if we can start to get things moving in the right way and start to play some cricket that people want to watch.
Yeah, and the Stars fans listening would absolutely love hearing that from you, so that's very exciting for them. Just how have you been keeping yourself busy the last couple of years? Obviously the PSL stuff this year with Karachi, but what else have you been up to?
Well, I'm working a knot at the county cricket, so we're just getting ready for our county season. So we've got our county team over here, the four-day stuff, which is obviously like the Blues in Victoria, and then we've got our T20 team, so that'll be going for me during the summer. It fits really nice for me, actually, because it in the winter it means that I can get over to Australia. You can start a build up to that tournament, and then obviously it fits nicely in our winter. So yeah, they should go really well together, actually, and there's enough time around it to make sure that we're around that in the preparation for the Stars for the Big Bash. You know, with the way technology is now, to be able to link up with people makes life a bit easier than it used to be a few years ago.
Yeah, and what would you like the Melbourne Stars to represent in terms of the way they play? What's your vision for this green machine in Melbourne and the Big Bash?
Well, I think it's pretty clear what people want to watch. They want to watch a side win, but they want to watch them play aggressive cricket. And I think you've got to be realistic now. You know, I think the currency for T20 is boundaries and wickets. So you're going to target people who can attack the boundary, and there's different ways of doing that. I think we've seen that in all sorts of people who can run the ball around and people who can belt it out of the park. So they've got some players like that. There's a freedom needed to play like that, which it always sounds quite simple, just go out and play, but it doesn't work like that. You know, you've got to work hard off the field to get ready to go on the field and be able to express yourself and let go. So they'll be the goals we'll be looking to do. I think you're trying to build depth within your squad to be able to cover that, because it's a long tournament. So you're going to pick up injuries and maybe stuff along the way, and you've got to be able to be competitive all the way through. And that's depth and also an enthusiasm in the group to be keep fronting up and keep getting out there and getting stuck in.
Well, that's a great message for cricket fans and particularly Big Bash fans and Melbourne Stars fans within that. We can't wait to see what it looks like. There's a bit to unfold before we get out there and play with, or whack a ball in anger, but we appreciate your time this morning. Wish you the best of luck in the preparation for that and also for Notts in the County Championship as well. Go get them.
Thanks, Daniel. Good to speak to you.
Good on you. Peter Moores, who's the new Melbourne Stars coach in the Big Bash. He'll be good. He'll be good. He's a quality cricket person. He'll do a good job with the Melbourne Stars, and they've got some work to do. They haven't achieved what they wanted, I'm sure, through their journeys in the Big Bash. Maybe he's the one to turn it all around. We'll get to a break, back with more shortly.